From Washington, this is Talking Tax. I'm David Schultz. The worst it has ever been. That's the phrase used by the National Taxpayer Advocate to describe the IRS's telephone service. The Advocate issued its annual report to Congress this week, and it was grim. The IRS received 282 million phone calls in 2021, but only answered 11% of them. It's also buried in millions of unprocessed paper tax returns. It's a particularly troubling time for the agency because while its manpower is depleted by the red-hot labor market and the pandemic, of course, another tax filing season is set to begin later this month. Today, we're going to hear from a tax pro on the ground right now trying to figure out how to interact with a federal agency that's reaching dangerous levels of understaffing. Jan Roberg is the founder and owner of Roberg Tax Solutions, a small firm based in St. Louis that she started in 2009. Jan spoke with Bloomberg Tax's Kaustuv Basu about how she's managing to communicate with the IRS, what she would like the agency, the White House, and Congress to do, and about her overall outlook for this year's filing season.
I think the biggest challenge for this year is just making sure that everybody has their documents. You know, two big things happened. One was a stimulus payment went out in 2021. And the other thing was the advanced child tax credit payments. And so taxpayers should be getting a letter from the IRS. If you received any child tax credit payments, you should get a letter. And if you're married, both the husband and the wife or both the parents of a child should be getting that letter. And if you received a stimulus payment, you should also be getting a letter. And I don't think I can stress how important it is to have that information. Because if it's wrong, that's where you're going to have holdups. Because when the IRS is processing returns, there's a thing called document matching. And so if you file a return and you say, okay, I'm married filing jointly and I only got, you know, $2,000 for a stimulus payment, but in reality, you got $2,800, suddenly your documents aren't going to match, and then it has to go into extra processing, and that's going to just hold up your refund. And the same with the child tax credit, and especially with the advanced child tax credit, because you can probably make a good guess as to the stimulus payment. It was a one-shot deal, and there's formulas for figuring it out. But with the advanced child tax credit, you might have opted out of it, or the IRS might not have known about your second child if you filed late. So those numbers aren't going to be as easy to match up. So you really need the actual letter to make sure that what goes on your tax return is what the IRS has in their records.
So we were talking last month, and you said that people need coping skills when dealing with the IRS. Can you give us a sense of what coping skills would be good to have?
Patience. Just, you're going to be on hold for a long time. Now, if you have to call the IRS, but I think the best coping advice I can give is if there's a way to answer your question without actually having to talk to somebody, that's your best bet. One of the things that's on the IRS website is there is an online portal. You can log in and you can look at your account. Now, if you log in today, it's going to tell you that it's got limited service until January 22nd, but you can set up an account, you get a username, you get a password, but you can log into that account and it can tell you, you know, what was on your last tax return. It can tell you your wage and income documents, what's on your W-2s. It can tell you, you know, is your bill paid up? Do you still owe them money? It'll have a tax return transcript of the last tax returns that you filed. So if you don't get your letters, you know, because I said it's important to get those letters for your stimulus or the advanced child tax credit, if you log into the IRS account, you can get that information off the IRS website. That said, some days there, you need to talk to a human being. When that's the case, if you get a letter from the IRS and there is a phone number on that letter, make sure that you call the phone number on the letter, because at least that'll get you to the right department, usually. That cuts down part of the problem. And the other thing is, when I'm calling the IRS, basically, I dial the number, I stick it on speakerphone, I listen to the horrible hold music, and I have something that I can do. Because you are going to be on hold, and you can expect, if you don't get automatically cut off, you can expect to be on hold for a good hour.
Right. So what about your clients? How impatient are they, and what are they asking you?
The most common question is, where's my refund? And, you know, the simple answer is you go to the IRS website, and the IRS, it has an app, and it says, you know, where's my refund? The problem with last year was you'd go and you log into where's my refund, and it would say they're still processing, and it would be processing for months. And, you know, there's not much I can do, you know, because they go, well, you know, why is it still processing? And there wasn't really anything I could do. There was one where we had filed an amended return, and now you can file an amended return online, which speeds up the process. But instead of saying it was processing, it wasn't even showing up at all. And I had filed the return months ago. So I called the, instead of calling the practitioner priority line, I called the e-file just to see if they had received the return. It's almost impossible for it not to happen, but it happened once. So I figured maybe there's something wrong. And, you know, they had actually gotten the return, but it just never made it into the system of saying that it was being worked on. And she had told me for an amended return to expect it to be 40 weeks before it was processed, which, you know, back before all these backlogs, an amended return would take like 12 weeks to process.
Right. So Erin Collins, the National Taxpayer Advocate, in her annual report to Congress, said that paper is the IRS's kryptonite and the agency is still buried in it. So what's your advice to clients file electronically when they can? Is that the way to go?
Oh, always. Not just to clients, just to everybody. Like, as a tax professional, I am required by law to e-file returns. You know, anything that can be e-filed, you know, is going to be e-filed. There are some returns that still can't be processed through e-filing, but anything that can. And if you're preparing your own return, you know, I get it. I'm older. Yeah. There are people who take great pride in being able to do the paper return by themselves. And that's fine. You know, sit down, do it by hand, but then go to the library if you don't have a computer, but file it online. It will save so much time and it will save so much hassle if you can e-file that return.
That's very good advice. So we are entering the third year of the pandemic, and essentially the third time people will be filing for their refunds or filing the taxes in the shadow of the pandemic. So in what areas has the IRS done a good job, even as they were overwhelmed by, you know, handing out stimulus payments, the advanced child tax credit, and so forth?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, if you think about it, you know, their job is to process tax returns, get the refunds out, you know, collect the funds, right? And on top of all that, they had to send out three different stimulus payments. And then they were responsible for sending out those monthly child tax credits and figuring out where they went. And that's all over and above all the other jobs that the IRS has to do. And when you think about, you know, Congress changing the rules, you know, halfway through tax season last year, they're understaffed and underfunded. They need more employees. But you think of all the work that they did and what they got out, they were pretty amazing. I know I'm a tax preparer. We're not supposed to say nice things about the IRS, but they really did a good job. I mean, as frustrated as we get with them, look at what they did.
Sure. So in the short term, say for this year, what can the IRS do to make life easy for tax professionals, their clients, and taxpayers?
Gosh, I think my number one wish list is don't be so fast with the notices. You know, we filed returns and clients would pay and the IRS would issue a notice that they had a balance due. Now, Grant, this is another case of where you should be online. If you owe the IRS money, pay it online. Go to the IRS website and pay it that way. Don't mail a check. But that said, you know, clients filed their tax return. It was October 15th. They mailed their check. And, you know, November 12th, they'd get a letter saying that they had a balance due. Well, you know that that check passed, you know, crossed in the mail. And clients don't like getting those nasty letters from the IRS saying they have a balance due. So, you know, just delay those letters. And, you know, with all the problems that we've had and with the pandemic and, I mean, people have struggled. I would love to see a penalty abatement, you know, just say, look, if you have a balance due, if you didn't get something out, you know, make a deal with the IRS now and make all the penalties go away and just get the funds in.
Now, there's talk in Congress about giving more resources to the agency, more funding. Where should the funds be directed? How should the funds be directed to help taxpayers?
Oh, one of the things I would love to see is just better technology. One of the problems that I have with the IRS is you can't send an email. You can't send a secure document. They're getting better, but they definitely need more money for the tech, and just more bodies. You know, it's like you said, 1 in 10 phone calls were answered. Boots on the ground, you know, just have enough people to answer those phone calls and process those returns.
That was Jan Roberg, the founder and owner of Roberg Tax Solutions, speaking to Bloomberg Tax's Kaustuv Basu from St. Louis. You can find up-to-the-minute news on the latest tax and accounting developments at our website, news.bloombergtax.com. That website, once again, is news.bloombergtax.com. Today's Talking Tax was produced by myself, David Schultz. Patrick Ambrosio is our editor, and our executive producer is Josh Block. From Washington, I'm David Schultz. Thanks for listening.
The number of words in the tax code is estimated to be 1 million, about the same length as the entire Harry Potter series. Add in IRS regs, rev rulings, and case law, and it can be a lot. We all need a little help to sort it out. Each week on the Tax Girl podcast, I talk to the best in the business. And these aren't crazy technical dives. They're interesting and easy to digest looks at topics that matter to you. It's all that you need to stay ahead on the most important tax issues. You can subscribe to the podcast for free on taxgirl.com, because paying taxes is painful, but hearing about them shouldn't be.